two-night dvar halacha. If you ate fleishichs, your fleishichs, as it's called, you ate meat. Now you took a part of a food and you cooked it in a milchika pot, a clean milchika pot, even if it's ben yomo. You can eat it, you don't have to wait after the fleishichs. You can eat this part of a food immediately if you cooked it in a clean milchika pot, even if it's ben yomo. The chiddush is, that's a chiddush, that's classic not bar not the hetera, and you don't have to wait. The power of a food remains totally parav, so to speak. You can even lechatchila, this is the chiddush, and it's not so posh, it's fair from other places, but they say terutzim, but the bottom line of the halacha is that you can even lechatchila, right, your fleishichs, and you want to eat a part of a food, and you don't have any pots around or whatever, you could even lechatchila cook it in this clean milchika pot, even if it's a ben yomo. Okay, you could even lechatchila do that, a daita that you're going to eat it within 6 hours of the meat. You could even lechatchila go do it, in other words, create a not bar not the hetera situation, and lechatchila eat it within 6 hours of the meat. That's all talking about if the thing that you're cooking, the power of a food, is not a dova choref. But if it's a dova choref, let's say a radish or onion, then if you cook that in a milchika pot, even if it's clean, even if it's not a ben yomo, then you have to wait the 6 hours. You have to wait till after the 6 hours to eat it. If it's a dova choref that you're cooking in a clean milch, even if it's clean, even if it's not a ben yomo, that's a dova choref. If it's not choref, you can even lechatchila cook it in a clean milchika pot, even if it is a ben yomo. We're talking now like I'll be eating it after fleishichs, the required waiting period of after fleishichs.